Jr.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
was born on January 15th.
Was born on January 15th.
1929.
That's Buffalo's Eva Doyle engaging students through a quick history lesson. Doyle is a longtime columnist, book author, and educator. She is known for her column in the Buffalo Criterion called Eye on History. She's an expert on African American history and shared it with the students.
A long time ago, I traveled to Atlanta, Georgia, and I visited the home of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And it was very interesting because in the home, it had a lot of the furniture that his family had during that time when he was born. And guess what? He was born in the house on Auburn Street on January 15, 1929.
I actually get goosebumps when I think about this celebration every year because it truly is community driven, because that's the essence of Dr. Martin Luther King. It's all about community.
Mary Jean Jakubowski is director of the Downtown Library. She says the history lesson bridges the younger generations to the great leadership and battles for freedom fought by King.
History is so very important to who all of us are as individuals. And there were many, many things that happened throughout our history that are absolutely horrific things, and how people were treated simply because of the color of their skin. And, you know, living here in the North, I think so many of us don't really realize it. As I hear the personal stories, I can tell you my stomach turns in thinking, oh my goodness, that's just not how I was raised, how the environment I was brought up in. But we can't let those things, we can't let those things die. They have to continue so that our children understand.
Do you see a lot of people come to take books out on the topic of Martin Luther King during this time of year, especially the younger generation?
Absolutely. What we really love is the fact that we see that happening throughout the year, not just simply surrounding his birthday, which I think is a great thing, because then we know that this is not just a once a year, he didn't make a once a year contribution. It's a year round, and it's a future for all of us. So we certainly see an increase in the number of those materials circulating, but I will tell you, it's not just solely with the children, it's with adults. It's events like this that pique the curiosity of even adults who are sort of in that mid-range where they didn't really hear about it, they didn't really live through it, but they want to learn and they want to know more about this extraordinary individual and Dr. Martin Luther King.
I found the love of all inside of me, the greatest love of all.
Jenny Smith attended the Martin Luther King celebration. She works at the Downtown Library. She said although issues appear to be different today, there are many similarities to the past.
One of the speakers spoke to the fact that Dr. King said that to know where you, how far you go, you have to know how far you come. And I think it's the same concept. If you know what you as a people are, the history of the country and all the, you know, good, bad, and indifferent, everything we've been through, it sort of makes, shines lights on what we're going through now.
Parents didn't tell me, though, about the possible issues that you have to deal with once we cross the state line to the south.
Buffalo's Deputy Mayor Ellen Grant was among a number of local African-American leaders who shared their stories. Grant told the children that when she was just 12 and visiting her uncle in North Carolina, she was turned away at a store where she just wanted to buy a candy bar. Grant said a white man then made a derogatory comment to her, and she was told to go to a nearby store for blacks only. Grant said it had no candy and a dirt floor. When she told her uncle the story, he told her that's the times we're living in and advised her to get an education. Grant took his advice, and today she serves in a top City Hall job. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.